You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. I am live at our partner station, WGBH, in Boston this morning. Adora is live down at WNYC in New York. And up here in Boston, they're thinking about the game tonight between the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and the Boston Red Sox. But everywhere else in the world, they're concerned about the market. Everywhere. Steep falls in share prices on markets in Asia and Europe this morning. Tokyo's Nikkei has plunged more than 11%. That's its biggest drop since the 1987 stock market crash. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average had its biggest drop since the 87 crash yesterday. Oil prices have fallen to a 12-month low in Asia. We're joined from London by market expert Henk Potts of Barclays Wealth. Henk, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you.
So, I mean, we were talking crash last week. I gather the word on the streets this morning and this afternoon is, complete capitulation. First of all, what are you seeing at this point?
Well, I think it's fair to say that investors have been overwhelmed with a fear of risk and uncertainty over the course of the last couple of weeks. I think while the risk of a systemic failure of the global financial system has dramatically been reduced over the course of the past few days, as we've seen coordinated action from political and financial authorities, the attention has now returned to the all-important macro environment. And of course, growth forecasts have been dramatically reduced over the course of the past few months, not only for this year, but also as you look into 2009. We know the housing market weakness has been intensifying. We know the labour market's been softening. Yesterday, we had unemployment rising to a 17-year high here in the UK. Business, consumer, investor confidence has been absolutely hammered. Of course, that has significant implications for household demand. That is why investors are spooked, and that is why we're seeing the sell-off, along, of course, with the continuation of the deleveraging that's been taking place, people reducing their positions which have been bought against borrowed positions, and that of course is putting pressure on the markets.
Well, let's split that into two parts. I want to talk about the deleveraging for a moment, but first, on the macro question, I was doing a quick poll of economists on this side of the Atlantic yesterday. No one is saying that there's any expectation of an upturn until 2010 at this point. So there seems to be a lot of pessimism. Retail sales yesterday indicated that the American engine, economic engine of the consumer spending component, is really grinding to a halt. How do investors view that sort of macro slowdown question? Is it just a point where, because the economy is bad, we're taking our money out of stocks and putting it somewhere else? I mean, it seems on some level that a recession per se doesn't necessarily affect the investment climate to this degree.
Well, actually, during the course of recession, what you tend to find out is that the stock markets sell off before a recession, but actually during a recession, we tend to see them bounce back. And I suppose it's the fear about how deep, how dark that possible recession is going to look that's got investors very nervous at the moment. In fact, the US economy perhaps looks in slightly better shape than we see the economies, certainly here in the UK, or perhaps even in the Eurozone. At least the American economy should benefit from the aggressive monetary and fiscal policies that we've seen introduced over the course of the past few months. As we know, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, haven't been aggressive in terms of cutting interest rates, and that certainly leads us to be in a more vulnerable position. The UK economy failed to grow in the second quarter of this year. That's the weakest performance that we've seen in 16 years. And, of course, all the indicators point to a weaker third and fourth quarter, so we're almost certainly talking about recession in the second half of this year.
You're absolutely right that the dollar seems to be benefiting in the short term, and that could have some benefits in the U.S. economy, with the exception of exports, of course. Let's talk a little bit about the deleveraging before we go. There were rumors yesterday that Citadel was having margin problems, one of the hedge funds. They denied it late in the day. What are you hearing in terms of hedge funds and big players in this market being forced to do redemptions, and that causing these steep drops in the last hours of trading on Wall Street and in London?
Well, I think there certainly is a lot of rumours about who's selling in the markets at the moment. I think what we are seeing is the wave of selling coming through. We know that big investors have been very nervous about their positions or been forced out of some of those positions because of the dramatic market falls that we've seen over the course of the last few weeks, and that's put them in a vulnerable position. I think that's what we're seeing. The reality is that people are being forced to trade out of their positions just at a time when there aren't any buyers around. In that type of environment, it's no surprise that we see these dramatic falls.
Although the good news there is that there's a limit to how much of that's going to take place. That tsunami is going to pass through the market, and at that point, we're going to be at a bottom, right, Hank?
I truly believe if you look at the prices that you see on the screen, if you look at these in 5 years, you'll think there's some amazing opportunities at the moment. I think the reality is that we know that sentiment is a huge driver of the markets, and sentiment is horrible at the moment. But eventually markets come back to fundamentals. Valuations certainly look very cheap. We certainly believe there's opportunities out there. In terms of the developed world, we believe the United States perhaps offers the best options for investors at the moment, but we're also pretty optimistic about the prospects for emerging markets, particularly Asia. While the developed economies are struggling, we used to call them developed and emerging markets. I suppose we should call them submerging and emerging markets these days. But I think emerging markets are still looking at some pretty decent growth over the course of the next couple of years. Prices within those regions have also come down. So there are opportunities out there, but of course you have to be brave to try and take advantage of it when the market's moving so fast.
Hank, but we got to go, but I got a project for you. See what you can do to keep that oil price in the mid-70s. Can you work on that for me?
I've got a lot of friends in the Middle East, so I'll have a word for you. No problem.
Great. Hank Potts, a market expert from Barclays Wealth, joining us from London. And now headlines from Femi Oke.
Thank you very much, John. Coming up to 28 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.